back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM WCWP. We're here so far this morning with Kim Kamen, who Kim is the Executive Director of Business Tourism and Development Corporation, Corporation for the Town of North Hempstead.
Correct.
Which, you heard, it carries a lot of different hats. I mean, it's a very important part of the town, and between filming and concerts and film fest and, you know,
Talk a lot, but yes.
No, but there really is. I mean, and bottom line, I suppose what you got to take away from it is the importance of 311. You have a question about these things, go through 311, even the upcoming seminars. If you have a question, you call 311 and say, is there something going on in this field, in this something? And they'll even tell you about the filmings, the ones that they can tell you about.
Right. I mean, I don't know if they will know where the filmings are taking place, but in terms of, who the celebrities are starring in the films.
Right, that's different.
Think they released that.
And now our next guest with us this morning is Julia Jenny. And Julia is a certified senior advisor at Utopia Home Care. I'm going to take it right over to Julia to tell us what Utopia Home Care is.
Good morning.
And then we have some questions. Good morning, and thank you so much for coming.
Good morning, and thank you very much for inviting me to be here. Utopia Home Care is a licensed home care agency here on Long Island. We have 7 branches that go from Elmhurst, Queens, out to Riverhead. We are here for the community, for people who want to remain in their home. I say home care works first. I always like people to consider staying home. It's their domain. It's their territory. And as a certified senior advisor, I can go into the homes for the people who may think they need that care, explain it, take as much time as they need to understand it, tell them the process and all that that means, and let them decide if they think that's the first thing they should do. It's important. Home care is for those that need help with activities of daily living, or what they call ADLs.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's, cooking, cleaning, helping them to get dressed, helping them to get into the shower or the bathtub, doing some laundry, changing their bed linens, helping them ambulate around the house. 9 times out of 10, they have a walker or a wheelchair, and so we'll help them with the ambulation. We'll help them remind them to take their medicine. We have many, many people at home with the onset of dementia.
Right.
And so they need that reminder to take their meds, take their vitamins, and things like that. So that's what we do.
The biggest question I have, and we have a bunch of them, but the first one is, are you accredited? What's happened is we have a program through town, and actually Judy Bosworth was with me the other day, Project Safe, which is Seniors Against Financial Exploitation.
Mm-hmm.
And exploitation comes in very many places. Mm-hmm. And this is an area where I know it has happened to people. They hire somebody.
You bet.
And then you find out that your silverware is gone or mommy's engagement ring is missing.
Right.
Meanwhile, who's in the house? Right. And I'm not putting blame on any person, but it's like, what happened? And there's documented cases.
Yeah.
I really want to know how a person prevents that. That's very important for a senior.
Yes, it is. And I always say that, the senior population is a very vulnerable population.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to see that there are many communities protecting that population of people. For instance, libraries and senior centers won't have just any home care agency come in to speak to them about their company because there are so many of us on Long Island, right? So Utopia, is one of the older players. We're over 30 years old, and we are accredited. And that accreditation is an extra layer that we go through to bring an outside set of eyes in to the company and look at all our records, look at our files, talk to our aides, talk to our nurses, leave nothing uncovered so that we hold ourselves to a very high standard of policies and procedures. Not every agency goes and does that.
Right.
It's an added important layer that not every agency wants to go through. So we make sure that we do so we can say, we're very intent on making sure that anybody we send into your home is someone we'd want to send into our parents' home. You know, right. We're going to care for our motto. You know, we say we're going to care for you like family. We are also we work with the Department of Health. We have contracts with Medicaid. So because of that, the Department of Health is constantly coming in and taking a look at our records and talking to our people and, you know, spot checking. And we're ready because the way we do what we do is we make sure we do it to an extremely high standard. We have a companion side to the agency that's not, you know, doesn't need to be under the guise of the Department of Health, but we hold that companion agency to the same standard that we hold our licensed agency. You know, I always say in my presentations, look, I know a lot of people will want to go out and get an aid from a friend of a friend of a friend, and they think they're saving a lot of money. And
well, just to interrupt you, they rip that little piece of paper off when they're at the supermarket.
That's right.
You know,
that's
at the
right.
bottom, please
right.
call me.
That's right. And I always tell my audience that, look, if that's what you want to do, that's your decision. But if something happens in the home, where's your recourse?
You have no protection.
Who are you going to? Right. You know, if that aide can't show up on a snowy day and that person really needs that help, who are they calling to get a replacement aide? You know, so yes, people, for some reason or another, have a fear of an agency, primarily because of its cost. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's always good to get an agency.
It's an investment. So I wanted to ask you from a very, very basic approach. How would you go about, and I ask this because you had mentioned that obviously the seniors all have different needs based on what their issues may be.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was an adult seeking your services for my mother,
mm-hmm.
Could you just walk me through the step-by-step process of what the intake or assessment process would be? Because I'm assuming that your approach to each senior is an individualized plan based
yes.
on what their needs are.
Yes, absolutely. So the process is, say you call as your mother's daughter
mm-hmm.
and you get my name through whoever. And you call me and we have a conversation on the phone and I identify myself and I give you my credentials and I tell you what the company, the licensed agency is about. And then I'll say to you, I can do the intake over the phone based on all the information you've given me, or I can come into your home, come into your mother's home at no charge, sit with you, meet with your family, give you in person all of my materials and brochures, and sit at your kitchen table and drill down as to what's going on in your home.
So you do an on-site assessment?
Absolutely.
You offer that? That's
and
fantastic.
And that's free of charge. You know, that's my role as the certified senior advisor. That's what I love to do. So I go in and we sit and we chat. And sometimes it's just, you know, it's a portion of home care, you know, that's what you think you need. But then, for instance, I was sitting at a kitchen table the other day, and we are going to service this gentleman and his wife with home care. But then I said to him, are you a veteran? And he said, yes, because he was concerned about paying out of pocket. And he said, yeah, I'm a veteran. I said, well, do you know that there's two, you know, benefits at the VA? You know, two home care benefits. You can get yourself on a list, which I think is important to do. And when your name comes up, they call that out. And then you can get your home care paid for by the VA, and we can be your provider because we have a contract with them.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
So then I
okay.
have those. I have
I'm
that.
So glad I asked this question.
Yeah, so I have in my phone.
Christine is here. It's a golden nugget.
Yeah, yeah. So at the kitchen table, I said, get your pen and paper out, you know, your pen, and I'm going to give you the lead social worker's name at the VA, who I am very friendly with, who takes care of that VA, you know, that member list.
That's in Northport?
In Northport. Okay. And then I have another gentleman who I work very closely with who will talk to the veterans about the home care pension benefit, which is another topic. So I gave them that cell phone number. And I will still go in and my company will still provide them the care, but there's an option for them there because he is a veteran. And who wouldn't want to know about that? You know, I sit in homes where I can tell that there is stress about what it's going to cost them privately. And I'll say, what are your resources? Because you own a home, that doesn't mean you can't get community Medicaid. So they say, everybody hears Medicaid and they think they have to be poor. But that's not true. And we have a contract with Medicaid and all the managed long-term care companies that are now involved with community Medicaid. And community Medicaid is a waiver program that is to keep the senior in the community, in their home. They don't have to go to a long-term care facility like a nursing home. So they don't know that there's two different applications. In the community Medicaid application, there's no look-back period. The application can be done by a social worker who is trained to do it. And I make sure I have those resources and those people who I trust, and I'll put that family in touch with that person, and in 3 months they can get a community Medicaid application in and out. They become eligible. I can go in, provide services privately for 3 months. They get their eligibility. They get on the Medicaid program, and then they stay with Utopia. So there's continuity of care. They don't have to interrupt and go to another agency. And now their benefit, their home care benefit, is being paid for by the state.
That's tremendous.
Get to remain in their home. They get their home care benefit, and everybody's good. They're good to go. They're happy, and we can service them, and we want to. Staying home is, like I always say to everybody, it's the first rung of the ladder.
Right.
Well, it's the whole concept of Project Independence, trying to keep
Absolutely.
The people in home.
Aging in place.
Right. That's the truth, though.
We're a chorus now.
1, 2, 3, again, ladies. No. But it's the truth.
It's very true.
But you have to do it with care and with caution, because there are consequences. And what you're saying
and
is so true.
And sensitivity. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And also, I must say, a level of compassion as well.
Oh, yeah. I love the seniors. I love the senior population. It's a beautiful generation of people. I was just in a home the other day of a woman who turned 104.
Wow.
She's a patient of ours for a long time.
God bless.
I brought her some flowers. She had her tiara on. She was great. I said to her, Caroline.
That's going
to
be me.
I said, please tell me your secret to being 104 and being so fabulous. So she looked at me and she said.
You're going to have to tell us. Okay. This is going to be like the American Idol. When we come back, you're listening to 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.
What did she say?